Did you ever have any, you mentioned that you had melons in your garden. What kinds of melons did you raise?
Just muskmelons. Well, we call them muskmelon in those days, and since then they call them cantaloupe and watermelons. And then raised squash, you know, and pumpkin.
This wasn't berry country, was it?
Berry.
Yes.
No, hardly any berries here.
Anybody raise strawberries at all?
Oh, hardly anybody.
Did you ever get those when you were young?
No. No, I don't think I ever saw any strawberries when I was growing.
How about raspberries?
No, raspberries, they don't grow here either.
That's a pretty scarce item.
Yeah, not here.
How about those fungus growths that you can get out in the leaf beds? One variety is edible, and the other variety is supposed to be poisonous.
Oh.
Look like a little umbrella?
Yeah, you mean, now I know that just as well as no own name. Mushrooms?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you call the poisonous variety?
I don't know. Toadstools, I guess.
Uh-huh. Are they really deadly?
I don't know. They say so. But I like the mushrooms. But I don't know that they grow wild out here.
I doubt it very much. I didn't know how else to get to it.
Yeah.
If someone has a mouthful of food and he wants to talk, what would you tell him to do?
Well, I'd tell him to either swallow it or spit it out.
Now, what were the common smokes here in the early days for men?
Well, cigarettes. They had just that two kinds, that Bull Durham or cut and slash, smoking tobacco. That was the two kinds, and they had the... They rolled their own cigarettes. They didn't have any tailor-made.
Uh-huh.
A pipe.
How about the smoke that was longer than a cigarette with tobacco leaf?
Cigar?
Uh-huh. Was that pretty elegant?
It was in those days.
If you are, let's say, if you owe somebody a favor, you say you're what to him?
Obligated to him.
Is that the same as beholden?
I guess it would be. And I never used the expression beholden. I just might say obligated to do this.
If you're sure that you are capable of doing something, someone says, oh, you can't do that, what would you say?
No, I say I can do.
Uh-huh. And if you know that it's impossible for you to do it, and he says, oh, you can do that, you might say,
no, I can't do it.
If you've been out in the fields or on the range all day, you come back just bushed, and your wife says, let's see, did you go downtown and visit? You say, no,
I just played out. I'm too tired.
And she says, what did you do? You say,
I did so and so. I don't know what.
If she says, did you play?
No, I say I worked.
Uh-huh. Is this boring you? Are you?
No, I was looking at that. I thought maybe we can go ahead and finish that.
There's about 40 minutes left down there.
Well, let's finish it.
Okay. If your mind is made up about something and you are opposed to it, opposed to doing it.
Somebody, I don't want to do it.
Uh-huh. And someone says, you will do it, you say, no,
I won't do it.
Uh-huh. How about little owls? Do you have little owls around here?
Owls?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, little prairie owls or hoot owls. Not many prairie owls anymore. They stayed in the prairie dog towns and got the prairie dogs all poisoned.
Uh-huh.
You don't see many of those owls anymore.
They were pretty hard on horse legs, weren't they?
Prairie dog holes? Uh-huh. Yeah.